To share a few thoughts with you on the Feast of the Purification, I want to talk to you about bees. And the reason I want to talk to you about bees is that references are made to them in the blessing of candles, and these candles are at least 51% beeswax. The law of the church says that for candles that are burned during the Mass and for these candles that are specially blessed today, they have to be, for the greater part, beeswax. And the reason why we do not have, in most cases, 100% beeswax is that it is so expensive. I learned more about bees this past year because I'm very grateful to Mr. and Mrs. Don Pulliam, who have got themselves trained as beekeepers. And this past year, we installed our very own hives, beehives. And it's right here in the fenced-in area that has the wooden fence around it. And this is something that has been of interest to them. And they were told that we are not going to get honey the first year because the bees have to get settled in and get used to their new surroundings. And for the first time in my life, I gave the blessing for beehives, blessing for bees, actually. It's in the Roman ritual. Now, I like to think that that helped with the fact that even though we weren't supposed to get any honey the first year, we did get several gallons of Mount St. Michael honey produced by Mount St. Michael bees. By the way, you don't want to get near the hive. You know what happens when bees sting. It's very painful. In some cases, people are highly allergic to them. It might even be life-threatening for them to be stung by a bee. But anyway, this is the way God made bees. Not only do they produce honey, but they produce wax. And Mrs. Pulliam was telling me how much work it took to just get a little bit of beeswax. It's a lot of scraping. And of course, you have to be not scared of the bees. You have to dress up, you know, in protective garments and have the mesh just so, but sometimes the bees figure out a way to get in through the cracks and still sting the beekeepers anyway. But anyway, it was the point I remember from her telling me is it takes so much work to get even some beeswax. Now, hopefully in the long run, we will be able to have candles made from our very own bees here at Mount St. Michael, but that's going to take a while. And again, it's going to involve a lot of work. We actually want to install a couple of other beehives this year and grow the number of bees. It seems to be a very good place for them here. So this is one of the things we look forward to, having honey and the bees make that, and of course be able to sell our very own Mount St. Michael honey, and then also to have candles made from it. Now, the thing we have to remember about, or some of the things we can remember about bees, is they are hard workers. We have this saying to be busy as a bee. And so there's one of the lessons for us, the lesson of hard work throughout our lives. And I find this very providential during our Catholic Schools Week. As you know, we are making that special observance of an appreciation and a reminder of the necessity of Catholic education. And we have it right during this week when we're reminded to work hard. And my dear students, your grades will be only as good as you make them, through hard work. Why is it so important that you learn the lesson of hard work as you do your homework? Because this is a lesson you need throughout life. You have to work a lot. It is the penance of our daily duty. That's part of the Fatima message. Our Lord has asked that be he reminded us that's our first penance. Let me give you a little tip for getting things done. I got this from a time management seminar. It says, when you have a list of things to do, look at that list and look at one hard thing on that list that you don't want to do right away. Do it first. Why is that so powerful? Because if you do one hard thing first that you don't feel like doing, a lot of other things just fall into place more readily. So as we celebrate this Feast of the Purification, Candlemas Day, we are reminded of the law of work. And yes, it's supposed to be a penance. We're going to hear next week the priest tell us, he said nothing today when he gave us the candle, but next week when he puts ashes on our forehead, he'll say what God said to Adam, remember thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. And part of that, God told Adam, in the sweat of your brow you will earn your bread. So the lesson of hard work. I'm also pleased to say that in our newly restored stained glass windows, essentially all the job has been done. When we look at St. John Birchman's, we see a beehive in the stained glass. Why is that beehive there? Is he a beekeeper? No, but he worked very hard and he was diligent in the little things. I can't see the Latin inscription very clearly, but I think to do the little things with great care, to do the little things as though they were great things. There's another lesson in the spiritual life. As our Lord says, if you are faithful in a few things, you will be more faithful in greater things. So I'm pleased to see that we have a beehive represented in the stained glass by a Jesuit lay brother who became a saint and who worked very hard, was very diligent, kept all of his rules, as difficult as it was. And that's why he's a saint, patron of altar servers too. Another lesson of the candles is their whiteness. And what does that represent? It represents holy purity. And my dear students and all present, we have more temptations against holy purity than ever before, I believe, in the history of the world. We see so much immodesty and indecent dress. And we have to be able to turn away. Don't look at them. Just turn away. Why? Otherwise, we will lose that purity of soul and body, or in danger of losing it. Pray every morning and every night three Hail Marys for the intention of holy purity so that you can persevere in this virtue, which is more difficult because the world is so impure. People see nothing wrong with committing the sins of the flesh. So you see how much we need God's grace. We need to be reminded. We need blessed sacramentals to help us to preserve virtue, preserve holy purity. We also celebrate today our Lord's presentation in the temple. And Joseph and Mary, our Saint Joseph and Our Lady, they offered the two turtle doves. They didn't have wealth to offer the greater gift, but they offered what they could. And think of your candle today being like a gift that you give to God, the gift of your prayer. You know how hard it can be to pray sometimes. Sometimes you just don't feel like praying. You may even be at Holy Mass or the Rosary and you don't feel like praying. Remember, that's the gift. The candle, when it's burning, represents prayer, among other things. And also remember that today is the first sorrow of Our Lady. As joyful as she, as in St. Joseph, were to present Jesus in the temple, Simeon had to tell her, thy own soul a sword will pierce. So there's that note of sadness in today's liturgy. Maybe that's why we had the purple vestments before Mass, to show that Our Lady's sorrow begins. And her sorrow, and she has joy, but she has sorrow also. I want to close by making note of the The Mass intention for today, it's for all the teachers and staff of St. Michael's Academy. And this coming Sunday, the second Mass will be for all the employees of Mount St. Michael. And I want to make sure you all publicly know how much I appreciate those who work so hard to keep this place going. And sometimes I can't reward them as I would like, but I am deeply grateful for them. And my greatest gift to them is offering to them on Little Christmas, Candlemas Day, this Mass for them, their families, and their intentions. Be assured of my gratitude, and let us all be grateful for those that work so hard, either as employees or on a volunteer basis to keep everything going here at this beautiful parish that we are. Let us not be taking for granted what we have. And again, I want to express that note of appreciation today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.